It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. According to the Department of Corrections, three women and 183 men are on death row in Pennsylvania. Nine of the state's death row inmates are from Allegheny County. During his campaign, Governor Wolf said that he supported a moratorium on executions, and last Friday, he announced that he was issuing one. And in a first step, Mr. Wolf granted a temporary reprieve to inmate Terrence Williams, convicted of murder, who was sentenced to be executed March 4th. Now, State Senator Daylon Leach, a Philadelphia area Democrat, would like to take it a step further. He has reintroduced his bill to abolish Pennsylvania's death penalty. He joins us now by phone from Harrisburg. Also joining us by phone is Mary Catherine Roper. She's a senior staff attorney for the ACLU, which has pending federal litigation, along with several media outlets, to find out the source of the lethal injection drugs Pennsylvania would be using to carry out any upcoming injections. Mary Catherine Roper, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Paul.
And Senator Leach, thank you for taking time out of your busy day to be with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Great to be with you, Paul.
Senator Leach, let me begin with you. What are your thoughts about the moratorium issued by Governor Wolf on executions?
I'm ecstatic. As you may know, I've introduced legislation to abolish the death penalty in Pennsylvania. I've long thought that the death penalty was wrong for Pennsylvania for a variety of reasons, including the fact we can't afford it. It costs about $2 to $3 million more, according to national studies, to handle a death penalty case from beginning to end than a non-death penalty murder case. Over the course of hundreds of cases, that's billions of dollars we've spent, and we've not executed anyone who's not been asked to be executed for 53 years. It's just not a government program that's delivering. And also, we just have too many innocent people who are being freed from prison based on DNA evidence and other kinds of evidence. We clearly have an imperfect system, and to issue an irrevocable penalty when we make so many mistakes seems to be very morally problematic. There are a lot of other reasons I oppose the death penalty. I think those are the two main ones. I think what Governor Wolf did was very courageous and will add great momentum to the effort to abolish the death penalty completely in Pennsylvania.
But there are critics of this decision who say that this is about the governor ignoring duly enacted law and imposing his personal views against the death penalty. What about that?
Well, they're wrong. I mean, they may disagree with the decision, but the governor has the power to issue reprieves. That is duly enacted law. He is taking advantage of that. And, you know, frankly, he's doing it until a report by a commission, which I am on, comes out explaining the costs and benefits of the death penalty and the problems with it. And then hopefully it'll be a permanent situation. But if he didn't have the power to do it, he couldn't do it. I mean, he absolutely has the power to do it. You may disagree with it, but he can do it.
Mary Catherine Roper, what is the ACLU's stance on the death penalty? Articulate how this organization approaches death penalty issues.
The ACLU has, for a very long time, opposed the use of the death penalty. And, you know, support or evidence in support of that opposition just grows year after year when we have more and more exonerations across the country, including exonerations here in Pennsylvania, meaning people who were sitting on death row have found to be innocent, not, you know, excused from the death penalty on a technicality, but found to be innocent after sitting on death row for sometimes decades. That's terrifying, right? And it isn't just Pennsylvania. I mean, Governor Wolf's statement goes through a very long explanation with a lot of citations and evidence and so on about what's wrong with the death penalty in Pennsylvania. But the fact is, there's nobody doing it right. There's nobody doing it in a way that they can say, we are confident we are not making mistakes here.
Two of the men who have been on death row the longest in Pennsylvania, John Lesko and Michael Travaglia, are known as the kill-for-thrill killers. They were first sentenced to death in 1981. They've been on death row, obviously, if you just do the math, a very long time. But when you talk about people who are killing for the thrill of it, what is, you know, for someone who has been profoundly affected by a crime like this, What is the reasonable, just alternative to the death penalty for individuals like this? I'll let either one of you jump in and try to answer that.
Well, I would just say it's what they do in the rest of the civilized world. Keep in mind, almost every Western country, every country with a history of human rights, respect for human rights, has eliminated the death penalty, as of many states, including the states surrounding Pennsylvania, like New York, Maryland, New Jersey. You know, the people who do horrible things, and there are people who do horrible things, they don't just go free. They go to prison for life, and that is, anyone's ever been to a prison, and I've been to many, there are, you know, horrible places that they spend the rest of their life. It's not, it's clearly a punishment. We just don't want to do something irrevocable in case we find out that we were wrong and really we got the wrong person. And we don't want to give the state the power to kill its own citizens in cold blood. It seems to me if there's any moral absolute, is that we don't kill in cold blood. And you know, frankly, we gain more as a society by respecting that than we do by giving into the temporary desire for the temporary bloodlust for revenge. You know, we can punish people appropriately without giving the state the right to kill people.
Well, you bring
and
I'm
Paul,
sorry, go ahead.
You know,
go
as
ahead.
A practical matter, the solution is exactly what has been the case in Pennsylvania for the last many decades. We don't execute very many people in Pennsylvania. We haven't in decades executed anyone who hasn't given up all of their appeals. And, you know, you just can't say, well, we're only going to execute the ones as to which we're really sure. Because, you know, the prosecutors, the police, the criminal justice system would have told you that they were really sure about the people who have been exonerated already. The fact is, we don't know. There's just too much error and too much uncertainty in the system as it exists for us to have the peace of mind to execute anybody.
32 states still have a death penalty law on the books. The majority of the states in the United States, and I think it's an interesting point that you brought up, Senator Leach, about what societies in Europe are doing about this issue, abolishing the death penalty. But yet, the majority of states in the U.S. still have a death penalty law on the books. Why do you suppose that is? What does that say about us, and what does it say about American society?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, again, we're not in good company in terms of having a death penalty. We're in the company of countries like Iran, Saudi Arabia, North Korea, China, countries that have very little respect for human rights. And I think it was, there was a period of time in the 80s where there were a couple high-profile heinous crimes, and that we were going through a very conservative period where there was a feeling like, you know, we're just going to, you know, give in to, I guess, what Lincoln called the worst angels of our nature. For a long period of time in the 60s and 70s, we had effectively abolished the death penalty. It came, made a comeback in the 80s. It's now receding. There's far fewer, even in the states that have the death penalty, there are far fewer people being sentenced to death, and there's far fewer people actually being executed. I think we are sort of regaining our moral sense here about, do we really want to be involved in what Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun called tinkering with the machinery of death? And I think it says, you know, good things about us that we are coming around to that point of view, even if belatedly.
There is that age-old argument that the death penalty is a deterrent to violent crime. What about that particular school of thought?
Well, I mean, if you're asking me, we should be guided in public policy by science, not by hunches. And the science just doesn't bear that out. States with a death penalty actually have a higher murder rate than states with demographically similar states without a death penalty. You know, there's a great story I read once in a book by Clarence Darrow, true story. In London in the 1600s and 1700s, they didn't really have prisons. They pretty much executed you for anything. And one of the things they executed you for was pickpocketing. And they were public executions. People would come by the thousands to watch executions, and you'd see four pickpockets being hung, and there would be dozens of pickpockets being, you know, picking people's pockets in the crowd watching the executions. I mean, if it doesn't work on that level, well, you know, these people are being killed for what you're doing right now. It's not going to work on a more removed level, especially for a crime as complex as murder, which is usually, you know, committed by people who don't think they're going to be caught and for reasons that are different than people pickpockets. So, in other words, pickpockets are more to terrible crime. So it isn't a deterrent. And, you know, if it's not, then really what is the justification other than just naked revenge?
Mary Catherine Roper, it sounds like you sounded like you wanted to chime in there.
Well, I think Senator Leach said pretty much what I was going to say, which is you can say it's a deterrent, but the evidence, when it's studied, just simply doesn't support that.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are talking about the moratorium issued by Governor Wolf on the death penalty. Nine of the state's death row inmates are from Allegheny County, and during his campaign, Governor Wolf said that he supported a moratorium on executions. Last Friday, he issued that moratorium. And so what happens next with the death penalty in Pennsylvania? We're talking about that with State Senator Dalen Leach on the phone with us from Harrisburg. Also with us is Mary Catherine Roper, senior staff attorney for the ACLU, which has a pending federal litigation, along with several media outlets, to find out the source of the lethal injection drugs Pennsylvania would be using to carry out any upcoming injections. Let's talk about that. What can you tell us, Mary Catherine Roper, about the pending federal litigation, and where do things stand with that?
We've taken advantage, actually, of litigation that was already in place. So there was already a group of death row inmates who were suing, arguing that the method of execution, not arguing about the fact of execution, but the method of execution used in Pennsylvania is cruel and unusual. In the course of that litigation, there's been a lot of information about exactly what the method is in Pennsylvania, and more recently, the issue of what drugs are used and where they get the drugs. This has become a really hot topic around the nation because the manufacturers of the drugs that are most commonly used in executions will not sell them for that purpose. So if you can't buy them legitimately, where are you getting them? And unfortunately, we've heard just terrible stories from around the country of some rather shady practices and outright illegality by states getting hold of drugs to use to kill people. That seems sort of a really bizarre irony that the state would have to break the law in order to carry out the death penalty. And we wanted to find out what the situation was in Pennsylvania, where Pennsylvania was getting any drugs that it would use for executions. This really has only been an issue in the last handful of years. There are documents filed in the court under seal concerning the last time Pennsylvania purchased drugs for an execution, which was in 2012. We are asking for access to those. Those proceedings are still ongoing. This kind of litigation can take a while to work through.
Senator Leach, when you mentioned to your colleagues who may be in favor of the death penalty, some of them anyway, but when you bring up the recent incidents of botched executions and the horrible results of that, what is their response to you and to that idea that we haven't, that society has not figured out a way to administer death, if you will, on any kind of humane and reliable basis?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is one of the many, many arguments against death penalty, which I didn't even have time to go into all of them. Things like racial disparity and its being carried out. You know, things like the fact that Pennsylvania is the only state in the nation that provides $0 on the state level for indigent defense, etc. And this is another one, which is that we've seen executions over and over again, where people are suffering for very long periods of time. I actually get letters from people who are like, "Good, let them suffer." Which is, you know, I like to think that we're better than that as a society. But putting aside where we are morally, constitutionally, the Eighth Amendment prohibits cruelty and punishment. So, and now we have to, as was pointed out, try to skirt the law to get drugs that on some kind of weird black market to kill people. It's just an ugly process, and it demeans all of us.
Right. So when the legislators are discussing this, those that are for the death penalty, what is their attitude about it?
There's everything.
Give
from
us some
good,
examples.
There are certain people who don't believe we should have an Eighth Amendment, and other people are like, oh well, we can figure out a way to solve this. It's still worth it. Obviously, I disagree with both of those propositions.
So this is the fourth legislative session in a row in which you have introduced a bill to repeal Pennsylvania's death penalty. Are the views of your fellow legislators starting to bend a bit with public opinion?
Yes, I think they are. First of all, we're seeing more, less and less a sort of liberal position and more a universal position. I mean, there's a lot of very conservative arguments against the death penalty, including the fiscal argument. I mean, keep in mind that the death penalty at the end of the day is a government program. And are we getting our money's worth if we spent, let's say, $1.5 billion on the death penalty and not executed anybody since Fidel Castro came to power, who didn't ask for it? People are starting to see this. The other thing is the death penalty often, bankrupts small counties who can't afford the cost of these cases, and they have to raise taxes to pay for this sort of thing. There's so many problems with it. And the one thing your viewers should know, if they don't know, because I get this sometimes, is that, why should we pay to feed these people for the rest of their life? I mean, the bottom line, feeding these people for the rest of their life is far, far cheaper than trying to get them executed. So if you want to save money, getting rid of the death penalty is a good start.
Mary Catherine Roper, I'll let you have the final word on this.
The fact is that the death penalty as it exists right now in Pennsylvania and elsewhere serves nobody's interests. It doesn't serve the victims who must go through endless appeals, often retrials, new proceedings. It certainly doesn't serve the justice system. Because the fact is that the proceedings are so flawed often, and as Senator Leach mentions, we have a real problem in terms of ensuring adequate counsel for people who are facing the ultimate penalty. It is a quagmire, frankly, that almost no one emerges from, and that's not good for us as a society. It's not good for our courts. It's not good for the victims. And for heaven's sake, it's not good for the people who are caught up in this system who should not be.
Our guests have been State Senator Dalen Leach and also Mary Catherine Roper with the ACLU talking about the moratorium on the death penalty issued by Governor Wolf. Thanks to both of you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Coming up, we'll meet the producers of a new documentary about August Wilson. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.